Gentrification was first coined in the 1960s, and it's essentially the process of a wealthier demographic moving into an area of more working class or poor, buying the property and generally restoring the area, which has the effects of raising property values, including raising rents, which tends to make the neighborhood unaffordable by the inhabitants before the process starts.
Rich Campanella recognizes that when that happens, there are both positive and negative results in neighborhoods undergoing such change.
Like many people who contemplate this issue, I harbor a certain ambivalence and conflict over it. And I myself moved to Bywater in 2000 when this process was just beginning. So, you know, we are gentrifiers and we are transplants. And, you know, I see it as a phenomena of change, the latest chapter in a history of ever-changing urban geographies throughout the city for 300 years. And rarely are there happy campers on either side of that change.
Judging from some of the posted comments following Rich Campanella's new geography article, there's no doubt but that is true in our city. But while there are a number definitely opposed to the gentrification of Bywater, others endorse the changes.
Certain positive things that no one argues about gets associated with this. No one is against the historic restoration that occurs. No one is against the reduced crime rates, although are they really reduced or there's a problem simply pushed to new areas? The rising real estate values are often associated with increasing urban amenities, the new riverfront park, but this also keeps that property value raising in place, which drives renters out of the neighborhood.
So who are these gentrifiers? Rich Campanella says the demographic of the Bywater folk is not dissimilar to those who bought into the Marigny not so long ago.
Overwhelmingly, the incoming people are transplants to the city. Not entirely, but the vast majority. Disproportionately, they tend to be white and middle class. They are better educated. As I point out in the article, they are generally more secular and more politically progressive than the city and region and certainly the state. So the neighborhoods are generally less and less African-American than they were two decades, three decades ago.
So what does all this gentrification do to the culture of a city?
Gentrification definitely changes the character of the city in a paradoxical way. I point out in the article that in many cases, the incoming demographic can be described as kind of super natives in that they wholeheartedly embrace many of the more famous and picturesque elements of New Orleans culture, forming of crews and the foodways and second lining. In a more anthropological sense, they are definitely changing New Orleans culture. It's paradoxical.
Rich Campanella, the author of 6 critically acclaimed books on the geography of New Orleans, while first and foremost an academic observer, is also a bit of a romantic.
I remember very clearly my first steps in the city. I got off a Greyhound bus September 15th, 1991, and was absolutely floored. I had just finished 2 years in Central America, and I was amazed to see the structural as well as climatological similarities, and it was a life-transforming experience.
To read more about Rich Campanella and to connect to the new geography article, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.